Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about from fear to faith to freedom. Recently, we celebrated July 4th, and so thankful for the many freedoms that we have here in our country. And yet, I think sometimes we probably do take those for granted and just as we continue on past that holiday, don't want to talk just about the specific freedom to worship God, but just having freedom in our hearts and our minds and lives today and tomorrow as I know so many people struggle with having faith, and fear just kind of overcomes them, which obviously keeps you from having freedom. And we're going to be hanging out today in Judges chapter 6 and probably get in tomorrow to Judges chapter 7. So if you've got your Bible, I want to encourage you to open up to that. And we're going to be hanging out. We'll start in verse 11. But while I'm giving you time to do that, I've been doing this ministry thing now for a little over 20 years. I'm just have seen fear just cause a lot of people just to really, really not be able to enjoy life. And I confess to you that, unfortunately, I've let the enemy steal more moments of my life than I would like to admit because of fear. Several opportunities that I've missed out on and delays from blessings that could have happened, maybe even missed opportunities because of fear. And so when I share today and tomorrow about from fear to faith to freedom, trust me, I need to hear this message myself and be reminded of it often. You know, I think the fact is that fear keeps a lot of people in a prison. And I don't mean like a physical prison with physical bars, but more like in a emotional, mental prison, which just kind of keeps people anxious and, you know, honestly, just sometimes just sucks the joy out of their lives. And so I just want to encourage you today to maybe kind of key in here, listen in, focus on. I think God wants to speak to you about fear. And one of the things I know is that, just without fear, sometimes, you know, it keeps us on our knees, right? But the thing is, the enemy is the one that causes fear. And as I was preparing for this message, I want to share a couple of quotes with you that I really think that would just really help you as it spoke to me. The first one is, the only real prison is fear, and the only real freedom is freedom from fear. So good. I want to say that again. The only real prison is fear, and the only real freedom is freedom from fear. I'm so thankful that so many times that once we face that fear, that we do get freedom. Marilyn Ferguson comes alongside. She echoes that same thing. The other side of every fear is freedom. The other side of every fear is freedom. And I think about the times when I've done that, when I've faced my fear, when I've had that challenging conversation with somebody that, you know, the freedom that comes from that may not always be the result that I get, but a lot of times it goes much better than I thought or anticipated that the conversation would go. And yet I know that the enemy keeps us tied up because we don't want to do that. And once we do it, then we get that freedom from that fear. I want to make sure that you know this. We've talked about this before on Hope Is Here, but fear doesn't come from God. Fear does not come from God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and of love and self-discipline." But I tell you, I love that verse, but that last word, self-discipline, that talks about there, that God gives us that power, he gives us love, and he gives us self-discipline. A lot of times we don't like that word. We hear the word discipline. We're like, oh, goodness, don't want to be talked to about discipline. Yet, I think if we're going to have freedom from fear and walk in faith, that it requires discipline. We have to choose to walk in faith. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, right? And a lot of times we get in fear because of what we're afraid, what may happen, what we're going to see, what could possibly happen. And the enemy wants us to always think worst case scenario. And I'm so thankful that we don't have to walk in fear because God said, hey, I didn't give you a spirit of fear or timidity, but I'm going to give you power, to go through these tough situations, the ones that are kind of have you fearful, and help you to love those that are unlovely. And I'm going to give you self-discipline to help you choose to have faith over fear. But if you've got to Judges chapter 6 now, we're going to be hanging out in verse 11. We're going to look at a guy named Gideon. Gideon, a lot of you may be familiar with the Gideon Bibles that you see in hotels. Been there for a long time, many, many years. I can remember all the 50-plus years of my life. And it was named after Gideon here in the Bible that we're going to talk about today and tomorrow. So it says in chapter 6, verse 11, talking about Gideon. It says, "The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer. Gideon, the son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a winepress to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, 'Mighty hero, the Lord is with you.' 'Sir,' Gideon replied, 'if the Lord is with us, why has this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites.'" I want to pause there for a second. Gideon says to God, "Hey, you know what? The Lord's abandoned us, you know? You've handed us over to the Midianites." And maybe that's where you're at today. You're like, "You know what? Hey, that's how I feel. I feel like God's abandoned me today. God has abandoned me today." Friends, I'm so thankful that we can have real conversations with God, just like Gideon did with this angel, you know, saying, "Hey, you know, the Lord's abandoned us and he's handed us over to the Midianites. And supposedly, you know, God was going to bring us up out of Egypt, and yet here we are, we're slaves again." And I'm so thankful that we can have an honest conversation with God, and yet just saying, "God, I feel like you've abandoned me," just like Gideon did. But stay with us, stay tuned. You're going to find out later today or tomorrow that Gideon's going to find out that God has not abandoned him. And maybe it'll help you right now in this season where you feel abandoned. Goes on to say in verse 14 of Judges chapter 6, "Then the Lord turned to Gideon and said, 'Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you.' 'But Lord,' Gideon replied, 'how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family.' The Lord said to him, 'I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man.'" Such good, good nuggets here. And I'm going to be sharing with you five things that I think that Gideon struggled with fear because of these reasons. And I believe that you'll be able to relate to them. But let me give you a little background here. You know, talking about the Midianites, and there were over 100,000 of them, and they were dominating Israel and the Israelites. And Gideon was an Israelite, and he was one of the several tribes there in Israel that the Midianites were just terrorizing. They were raiding their camps. They were taking their food and their material possessions. And that's why back in verse 11, we first started reading here, chapter 6, it said that Gideon was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press. Now, you know, normally this would be done then in an open area, often on a hill. But because the Midianites might see him and take the grain, Gideon was like kind of underground in a wine press. And so, you know, before we start judging Gideon and say, you know, "Come on, be a man," understand there was a lot going on there, and everybody was in fear of the Midianites. But let's look at five things here in the time that we have remaining today. Why I think Gideon struggled with fear, and then maybe you're struggling with fear. And I think we all can actually learn from Gideon about struggling with fear. The first thing is that Gideon didn't see himself like God saw him. Gideon saw himself as he was, not how he could be with God's help. I'll say that one more time. Gideon did not see himself like God saw him. God saw himself as he was, not how he could be with God's help. It said there in verse 12 in Judges chapter 6, "The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, 'Mighty hero, the Lord is with you.' I love that he called him a mighty hero, but Gideon sure didn't see himself as a mighty hero. You know, it's just amazing that sometimes we see heroes and people that are sports, great sports figures. We see Hollywood movie actresses, or we think of people that are in high political positions. And yet, I tell you, friends, there's heroes walking amongst us all the time. And we've had so many heroes here on Hope Is Here. And one of the just my favorite stories is this one we've had recently, one with Ann Allison. Just had her about 2 weeks ago. And I really want to encourage you, man, if you missed that, you need to go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. And scroll back through and you'll see two stories by Ann Allison. She was on a Wednesday and Thursday and talking about that God's with us in the storms of life. But in case you missed those programs, Ann lost a one-half-year-old son in a car wreck. Her and her husband did. The car flipped over on Versailles Road, not too far from this radio station, actually, and lost their precious 15-month-old son, Luke. Then fast forward several years later, at only the age of 45, her husband, who was a really good athlete, ran about 15 miles a week, was actually running a Christian school up in Ohio, was a headmaster there, and all of a sudden he got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and just had an agonizing final 15 years of life, and was just really brutal. And yet, Ann, she's a hero of the faith for me because she trusted God. And even though she had to go to work and she did such a great job there, she ran three branches at a credit union where she worked. And then at night, as soon as she got off, she went home and was a caregiver. Then on the weekends, she worked as a caregiver. She just said that God's word got her through and gave her strength. So if friends, you hear me talk about it all the time, but it's great when somebody else that's quote-unquote not a pastor says, hey, you know what? God's word sustained me through a really, really challenging season of my life. And friends, God wants to do the same thing for you today. And I love that God called Gideon a hero, that he was going to be a hero, even though Gideon didn't feel at that time. But there's people like Ann Allison that are a hero to me because how they have pressed on and had courage and faced their fears and still choose to have joy because they know that God is with them, that he never leaves us, he never forsakes us. And the Bible tells us if God is for us, who can be against us? And somebody listening today or watching on our YouTube channel, you need to know that. A second thing that we can learn from Gideon, who struggled with fear, is that Gideon was looking at the past, present, and thinking the future couldn't possibly be any better. And he wanted to know why things had happened to him and his family. If we go back and look at verse 13, Gideon said to the angel, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites. Oh, man, we all love to ask that why question, don't we? In fact, when I was preparing this, when I typed out the Bible verse, I put why in capital letters. Obviously, it's not like that in my Bible, but you know what? I think we all ask the word why when we're going through challenging seasons of life. And that's okay to ask, but we just can't stay there, just can't set up camp there. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue to look about how we can learn about struggling with fear like Gideon did. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.